Good morning, good to have you with us. Not many people get a second chance in life, but 3 years ago, Graham Jones set up the Compass programme, and it's run by the Solace Project, which works with young offenders before they and after they leave prison. And Graham is here this morning with one of the participants in the Compass programme, and his name is Anthony. And Anthony served 2 years in St. Pat's, but now he's planning on never going back to prison, obviously. And thank you very much indeed for coming in to see us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Where are you from, Anthony?
I'm from Ballyferma.
Yeah, tell us.
Sherry George in Ballyferma. It's a small place, you know, in Ballyferma now. That's where I grew up there now. I lived there all my life. It's a hard enough place to grow up in as well. Like, let's say, like, it wasn't easy growing up there, you know. There wasn't much around for us as kids and things like that. So I grew up and then through school as well then. Didn't do too well in school, so...
What were you good at school? What did you...
See, I was more good at sports and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
But more got into a bit of messing then in secondary school, so... I was left more around Ballyferma then. There was a lot of, let's say, a lot of joyriders. There's a lot of drug dealing and things going on the estate, like...
How long did you last in school then? What year did you...
I was 16 when I left school after my junior shirt. I got my junior shirt out just barely then. Got left for it. I was actually brought out after us. I got my junior certificate and I had to leave then afterwards. Like, I had no choice to stay or not, so...
Why didn't you have a choice?
Well, in the school, like, I was lucky to make it because of the messing, like, you know?
Yeah. And what messing? Like, when you say messing, what does that cover exactly?
Class clown, to be honest with you, you know? Like, it wasn't like I was doing that well for myself. Being the class clown, like, you know.
So you were the fella up the top slagging the teacher or acting
the maggot. I wouldn't have been the only one now, but...
No, I know.
Exactly, yeah, of course.
You're not in the principal's
in
office
the class,
now.
Yeah.
It wasn't me that was... Yeah.
You know, and yeah, but...
We'll bring the headmaster in now.
I tell you what, Anthony, we called you in here today. About that ruling you broke there in the back of the gym. But, you know, some people just aren't into school. You know, that academia, the whole thing doesn't work for them, the books and everything else, and they're just into other stuff.
And primary was brilliant, like, you know.
Was it?
I just didn't take the secondary the same. I think there's a lot of people mixing. Me and Graham had a little talk about this before, and how good primary was, because you grew up with all the people all your life, I think.
Yeah.
And you're breaking away, you're mixing in with new people, I think. There's a lot more messing and things, like.
Yeah.
I think that's how it fell out, like, as well, there.
What about home? How was life at home?
Home is good, like, you know, I have two younger brothers. I have an older sister at home and my mother.
Yeah.
My father was never around now, but my mother was like my mother and father, you know. She's brilliant, like, you know. My father was never, but everything at home, mother was brilliant. Other probably from where we live, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Probably the hardest part of it, like, but otherwise everything was good at home, like, you know.
So how did you come to the attention of the guards?
The place I was in, I think I was so bored at the age of 16, not in school, doing nothing. I took on a bit of work for a while, doing a bit of painting and decorating.
Yeah.
With my uncle, I was working. He had his own site or whatever. Like, he was let go of work, which is obviously he was let go of work. I was doing nothing then from the age of 16. I was still doing my bit of sports and that. There was people around me then, they were starting to see a bit of cash, getting money for these things, like, you know, doing a couple of things, people ringing, holding drugs or meeting people with drugs, you know. Came to me being asked one day, like, you know, stupidly enough, I took it on.
What were you asked to do?
I was asked to collect something, bring it literally probably 10, 15 minutes down the road. I was handed a couple of hundred quid and whatever. I was told to go down the road and meet someone. As I was on my way doing that, stupidly enough, I says, yeah. And I was caught in the act five minutes later.
By the guards?
I was caught in the act by the guards.
What did you have in the package?
I had cocaine in the package and I had cash on me that was given to me for... That was mine, like, you know.
And how much cocaine did you have?
It was...
Worth it in terms of money?
The guard, he put it down as just over 10,000's worth.
Yeah. And you hadn't a clue what it was?
No,
you knew it was drugs, obviously,
I wouldn't have had a clue what was in that, like.
Okay, so you got caught up in the system then. You were prosecuted, you were 16?
I was only 16.
You were a child, really. Were you a minor?
Yeah, minor. 16 at the time, but it was brought through the courts till I was 18. So I wasn't a minor, I was sentenced when I was 18, so...
So they can do that. You're caught as a child, but you're sentenced as an adult.
And they actually, like, they drag it out till you're an adult. So they can, basically, that's the way it works. They could have done it when I was 16 and got over. I would have probably went to Trinity House or probably a minor prison, but it actually was dragged out for 2 years then,
So you went to what prison?
St. Patrick's Institution still in the end because I was only 18. Like,
do you remember going through the gates for the first two?
I do.
Will you tell me about that?
Going through the gates, probably coming in them and coming out of them is probably the two times I remember, like, you know.
Yeah.
But going in them now, you're only in all, you're looking around. So when you walk on that landing, you know, and you're looking and you're saying, right, Jesus, like, you don't know what to think, like, you know. The officers bring you on the landing, you have your bed closed, into your cell, you chow them in, boom, close your door, you're left standing on the landing with about 100 people you don't know, like, you know. And you know, like, you're in prison, like, you're saying, Jesus, what's happening, he's in for her. You know, you don't know what really way to think of it, but there was actually a fellow I knew from Ballyframer, which was a lot of luck on my side, like, just to know somebody, like, to see a face, like, I can imagine not knowing anyone at all, it'd be a lot worse, like. And it wasn't great. It wasn't great to know someone, but it was good to see a familiar face, like, you know.
Were you scared?
Ah, yeah, of course. Like, they wouldn't be scared, like, you know.
Yeah.
You're thinking it. Think it's for the first, like, probably 6 months. It's the worst of it. Where you're trying. It takes a while to settle in anywhere, as you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it takes probably six to set. Probably takes over 16 months to realise, right. There is an end to it, like, you know.
Are there all the drugs there that people talk about?
St. Patrick's was the worst. Like, I've seen more drugs coming over that wall than I've probably seen when I get it when I was outside. Like, there was no dimming for drugs. If you wanted them, you could get them.
So they fling the drugs over the walls from outside?
Drugs coming over the wall on cans and this and everything else on rocks, just coming over the wall, smashing children in there, getting picked up. Say, the officers would probably grab one fella for that. Give him a couple of nights and that'd be it. And the place was unfolded with drugs. Like, there was plenty of drugs going around. There was mobile phones everywhere, like, you know. It was a crazy place. It wasn't like prison, like, you know, as people would say, like, you can't get this. You're looking at people walking past you on mobile phones, like, it was.
And you spent how long there?
I got 2 years, which should have been 20 months, I think, yeah, altogether. It was December. The 3rd of December 2010, and I got out in August of 2012.
Yeah. Not it's a sure long it. Time for what you did. You know, when you think of what other people are getting away with in the
world. Exactly, yeah.
It seems like a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you come into the story, Graham?
So I'm someone who was aware of a chronic problem in our country around reoffending, and I suppose I was aware of that as a solicitor, and also as someone who volunteered for many years through various programs in South Inner City Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose it saddened me, it frustrated me, it angered me to see that we were leaving young men like Anthony to the mercy of a system that certainly wasn't catering for their needs in trying to solve the problem for them individually, but then collectively as a group.
Yeah.
And so during our time in Sulla's project, we've been developing a program which is called Compass, which is to engage with young men while in prison in order to be able to build up and establish trusting relationships with them, so therefore we can support them on their release.
So rather than
in supporting them, making their own decisions, coming away from a life of crime and building a new life for themselves.
So rather than a reach-out program, it's a reach-in.
Absolutely.
Into
and
the prison.
Yeah, and we're very thankful to the Irish Prison Service to allow us the opportunity to go into prison in order to be able to run activities through which we can actually meet young men.
So when did you first meet Anthony then?
I met Anthony about 18 months ago. Where we were running a program in St. Pat's using tag rugby as a vehicle to engage with the lads, and Anthony excelled at the sport, but also showed somebody of great promise and great desire to see something bright happen for his own future, and he was willing to engage with us, and ever since we've maintained a relationship, and it's great to see that he's doing very well.
So what did the program do for you, Anthony?
Well, it was actually, you know, when I linked up Graham, even when I got out, like, it was great help for me, like, in terms of putting myself in a better future, like, and yeah, having something to line up to do. And, you know, like, as what Graham is telling you there, what he does, I'd love to look into and doing it myself in years to come.
And help
the other guys, which is very much something that we would like, Ryan, is that because, you know, obviously, you know, for Anthony and people who are in similar circumstances to him, they're the best people who can actually then help those who are coming through. And I think for us, like, you know, it's chronic to see that 70% of young men between 17 and 23 are reoffending within 3 years. And, you know, that has a cost to society, but also has a cost to the state of 65 grand a year for one person per year in prison.
Which is a lot. That gets people thinking. But it's one thing for you, Graham, as a solicitor and as somebody from one side of the tracks, if you like, helping out. But it's quite another for Anthony to who was the soldier, who was in the prison, who smelled the inside of a cell, to be able to go in and say, you don't need this in your life.
And that's why for us, as we go through this and we build a team of people who can actually be those change agents for young people who are caught up in the system, we want it to be a mix of those like me who've come from a very privileged background, who know what normal life should be and who shouldn't be, you know, as life is described, as a 16-year-old growing up in Ballyfermot, but also mixed in with people like Tony who've experienced it from the inside. And between that collective of coming together, I think we'll have a great impact.
Okay, life is good?
Life is good now, yeah.
You're on the other side?
On the other side now, life is good, yeah. Yeah, well, I feel a lot better myself now, you know.
Good on you. Well, thanks for coming in to see us.
That's
this morning,
great,
both
man.
Of you.
Thanks
and,
very much.
And congratulations on the programme.
Oh, thanks very much, Ryan.
That's Anthony and Graham Jones joining us in studio this morning. It's 10 o'clock.